You're listening to the Play, Teach, Talk podcast. I'm Tiffany Thompson, a speech pathologist with over 20 years of expertise in working with children under 3 years of age and their families to help them understand language and communicate more effectively. My specialty is in working with emerging communicators with few or no true words to reduce their frustration, help them interact and play with their peers and family, and learn to truly enjoy the back and forth of functional communication throughout their daily routines. This podcast is not intended to diagnose speech-language disorders, but is more of a general set of suggestions for children who are experiencing delays in their language skills. For recommendations or therapy specific to your child's needs, consultation or evaluation with a licensed speech-language pathologist in your city is highly suggested. This is Season 5, Episode 5 of the Play, Teach, Talk podcast, Pretend Play Stages. I did an episode in earlier seasons about play itself. Play evolves in a lot of different places, but pretend play in particular, I think can sometimes be a little confusing because we know that at some point kids start doing things like pretending to be a doctor, pretending to be a police officer, playing with a baby doll, pretending to cook. But when do we expect kids to do what skill? And about what ages do those kind of skills come about? So I did a little research on this, and there are some big technical names that come around what these kids do when they play with toys in certain ways. But I'm going to be just a little more less specific and just talk to you about the stages of play, starting from just the most basic up to more complicated play. The first one is actually not a real pretend play per se. It's where kids are imitating things that they've seen happen in their world. And so it kind of runs along with where gestures start to develop. And that's things like pretend. It's not really pretending, but they might take a spoon that's not their actually eating spoon and put it to their mouth because they understand that the spoon goes there when they eat. Or they might put a cup to their mouth because they know that you drink from a cup. Or they might enjoy pretending, using a gesture of sweeping motions with a broom. So they're not actually really pretending at that point to be a mommy and to clean up, but they've seen somebody else do that. So they're actually pretending to do that themselves, or wiping down a table because dad's wiped down a table or something like that. Then around 12 months or so, the way that we start to pretend is maybe they're going to do things that are in relation to their own self. So only things that they might do. Like they might pretend to sleep, and then you might see them try to make a little bit of a snoring sound. I do that with kids, and they seem to love making that sound back too, is making the snoring sound. Or instead of just holding a cup to their mouth, like they've seen in a gesture, they might actually go, ah, after they finish pretending to take a sip from a cup. And they might look at you and smile because they can see that this is a pretend, that this is a different kind of play. Or they might hold up a toy phone and pretend to talk on it or say, oh, whoa, or something like that. So that's your beginning pretend play. That's them doing things that they have done in their life, but during play instead. Then around 12 to 24 months or so, that's when they start to do play with you and when they're doing their very, very first play with a doll. So what they might at first do is you may have your child doesn't pretend to feed a stuffed animal or a doll yet, but they will try to pretend to feed you from a spoon, or they might pretend to give you a cup. And that's very different from trying to give you a full cup of, you know, water or something like that, or their sippy cup. That's not pretend, really. That's still kind of imitating those gestures. That's that younger play skill. Then around 24 months, that's when you start to see a little bit more of the pretend play with a doll where they have them do the things that they've done. So for a younger kid where they might pretend to sleep by putting a blanket over their head and pretending to make a snore sound, or putting a cup to their mouth and pretending to take a sip and going, ah, they might put that to the mouth of a stuffed animal or a doll and have them do it. And again, there's that same kind of playfulness and eye contact with a parent and a smile, as though I know that what I'm doing here is a little different and it's funny. So that's one thing to think about when you're looking at play skills. Then after that, you have just kind of starting to do sequences of these acts. So when at first you might just have them do one of the skills, they might pretend to feed a doll. They might pretend to put a doll on the potty. What you see is that they're doing more than just one thing. And if we're looking at maybe car play, maybe your child's really into cars, what they would do with a car is at first they're just going to push it back and forth. That's their first kind of what they call it, symbolic play. Maybe they're pretending something is a car. They're using one object to represent another object. With this sequence of the play, what they're doing at that point is they're connecting things together. So I might have a car. The car might drive on the road. We might pretend that a wheel has fallen off, or that we need to get gas or something like that. And so then our acts are happening together. Or I don't know if you've seen the car track that has a little car wash in it. So you have these multiple things that this one car can do. So that's a sequencing act. And then the ultimate stage that we get to in pretend play is when kids are starting to play with each other. They're starting to kind of determine what their roles are going to be. And this is the stage where the doctor's kit, the kitchen set, those kind of higher level, these are really higher level pretend play skills. You can expose kids to those types of play, but really comprehending that kind of play is for maybe that 2, 2.5, 3 year old, and then up, especially when they're starting to negotiate who's going to do what with older kids. That's more of an older toddler, you know, preschooler kind of skill, because there's a lot of complexity to that, right? So not only do we know from our visits from the doctor what the stethoscope looks like, or what, you know, what you do, you go in and you sit down and they, you know, pretending to take an x-ray or things like that. So who's going to be the doctor? Who gets to be the one who's the doctor and who's the patient? And then what are we going to pretend is the issue that's going on? So if you have a 2-year-old, or you have a 1.5-year-old and you have a doctor set, that might be why they're not completely getting it. They might be playing with it in more basic ways of playing, like we talked about in the play, just the stages of just regular play episode, that they maybe still are in like a banging and throwing and, you know, scattering phase. And if they're in a banging, throwing and scattering phase of their play, they're not going to be ready to assume some sort of more complicated role, like who's going to be the doctor and who's going to be the patient. Something to think about when you're considering what kind of toys you want to buy for your child, or like what kind of skills you feel like they have and what age they are. So probably maybe getting a doctor's kit for a 12-month-old might not be the most appropriate thing. And even like kitchen play, cooking and feeding, that's a higher level of complexity too. Who's the cook? Who's going to be getting the food, or who are we going to serve the food to? Are we pretending that this is a family? Is somebody a mom or a dad or a kid? Or how do we have this all worked out in our pretend play? All of that negotiating of those roles is going to be part of that play. You could also even introduce in a higher level of pretend play like that. Maybe you have a problem solving issue. Uh-oh, we don't have any sugar for the cake, or something like that. That's a great higher level pretend play skill to have as you're putting together these more complex play schemes that have lots of different parts and negotiations. And the props are really the most important part of that higher level play. So pretend play at 2 years old is going to be much more simple, and it's not going to need as many props or pieces as the more complicated play is going to be. Or even playing school, who's going to be the teacher, who's going to be the students. That's a higher level 2.5, 3-year-old, 4-year-old skill for pretend play. So I hope this has helped to kind of get the idea of what kind of toys do we need to get for kids at what stages. Are they going to be able to handle and understand that kind of pretend play? And it is really interesting to see, because what you will see as kids are developing their pretend play skills, what kind of things they're observing throughout their day, and are they kind of understanding how the world is working around them? when we see kids who don't have very much pretend play, if they are not seeking out at one, you know, at two years old, 2.5 years old, any sort of play with stuffed animals or dolls to try to mimic the things that they see going on in their life, then what that might mean is maybe a decreased attention to people-based play or people in their environment, and they might be a little bit more focused on their objects. That would be a whole different kind of intervention for play if we're not seeing a whole lot of pretend play by about 2, 2.5. So I hope this is helpful. I'll put some links with maybe some more technical vocabulary in it about play. But think about that the next time you're buying toys for your child.